With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Be the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens.
Hello, friends and fam. We had so much fun having our very own Austin Nichols join us to talk about episode 609. We're going to make you come back all the time. But we have so many fan questions for you that we thought it might be great to just do a fan Q&A follow-up.
Everybody likes Austin.
Everybody loves Austin. And, you know, apparently we didn't answer enough of y'all's questions about his time on the show because we were too busy reminiscing. So
too busy gabbing.
We're going to get to it for you this week.
Let's do it. I love it.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
ask him the hardest question first. Go through it. What's the hardest
one? No. Okay, well, let's hear. Did you know your character was going to become a permanent? Was this a series regular thing that you signed on for? Or was it just recurring? You were only going to be there for a short arc?
It was recurring. It was 10 episodes. And then I don't even think they dangled possibility of series regular like they do sometimes. I think it was just said it's 10 episodes and that's all I knew.
That's a big order, though, because if you show up in 608, that takes us through 618.
Yeah.
That's a big order for a new character.
Yeah, and I was, like you guys said, too, I was, you know, once we got through, like, the first three episodes and we got to Julian and Brooke, Julian and Brooke was so heavy that I was doing the workload of series regulars. I remember, like, wow, this got really busy really fast.
Yeah, what I sign up for.
Hold on a second.
Meanwhile, the rest of us are at the beach.
I wonder if they knew that contract negotiations were going to be coming up at the end of season six and were starting to think about, like, if they were going to need new people. I mean, that would make sense that they wanted to give you a good runway to build up to that if possible.
Good question. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know either.
I mean, I do. I remember us being told exactly that. It was like, yeah. Hey, there's no guarantee. And the highest paid people on the show at this point were me and Chad. And so it was like, hey, we can bring in people that they'll love every bit as much of you and as you. And they did, you know? And so that was actually something that I would talk to younger actors about after I left One Tree Hill. They'd get like a pilot or they'd get like a TV show picked up. And I, even like really big shows, and I'd be like, guys, everybody is replaceable. Every single person here, the showrunner, the writers, the directors, the actors, every single person is replaceable. And that's a good lesson to learn when you're a young actor. Mm-hmm. You know, it really, you know,
also
changes the tone.
Something nobody tells us as young actors is, you know, when the cast renegotiates and also producers, writers, EPs, and salaries go up, what happens to production? And days of shooting could go to 7 days of shooting for an episode, and things can get shortchanged. And nobody ever teaches you that. The thing is, oh, get as much money as you can. And I'm constantly like so turned off by our world and the greed of our world. And it's like, I think we're fine. And let's make the best show that we can.
Yeah. And
that's always been like mind-boggling to me that no one talks about that.
Budgets. You're learning stuff, kids. All right, well, now I'm gonna ask an upper question. Let's ask something fun. Hey, how'd you feel about leaving the kids in the car in that storyline? Is that that was fun? That was a good one.
I get so much flack for this.
Do you still
play. I mean, people
really
come up and be like, hey man, loved your character, but God, when you left the kids in the car.
Oh.
I still get shame on the streets.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, I think they, you know, Julian was for a long time was, you know, after the intro where we were scared of him and nervous about his intentions. And then he, you know, within we started to like him and he became safer. Julian for a long time was very, like, I don't want to say perfect, but he was like a really supportive, except for the Alex thing. He was like really, I think he was pretty good as a partner and supportive and great. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, I think the writers thought this guy needs to fall apart and something has to happen.
Yeah.
And that was their answer. But I do remember loving one part of it. It was when I got drunk afterwards. After I locked the kid in the car, I got drunk afterwards and I picked a fight in a bar and I had somebody was just beating on my face and I was just laughing. And I just thought that was so fun.
Yeah, because you were looking to get hurt.
How long was the kid in the car?
I mean, I had to go to an ATM, talk to Dan and get a bottle of booze.
Ooh.
Maybe dark. Someone. Yeah.
I don't know. 15, 20 minutes. I don't
like maybe. Somebody had to break the glass and get the kid out.
It had to have been longer, right?
Maybe I'm just trying to act like it wasn't because
you're still traumatized.
Yeah, you're still embarrassed. You're embarrassed.
Long time. It was probably a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super dark.
Scary. Yeah, super, super scary.
I had a lot going on. It was a lot on my mind.
Yeah.
You touched on something that relates to this next question because Julian came in one way and then there was a lot of change for you. And some of that, I think, was, you know, him getting to shift into a good guy and a good partner. And some of it was like very weird, behind the scenes, strange energy. What man can't high five, I'll never get over it. So sorry they did that to you. But there's a fan question that asks which of the two personas that they made you portray would you have preferred to stick with? Which is interesting because it really does mean that I think a lot of our viewers see the big shift. So was it like bad boy, dangerous guy, or was it, you know, husband and father? What did you like doing better?
Husband and father, Julian, without a doubt. And I'll tell you why.
Oh.
I spent so many years playing the sort of, you know, sometimes villainous, sometimes dark guy. And it's so fun. And I hope I never stop doing it. But to have the audience trust you is such a gift. And it's so rare for me. And it's such a, I can't even tell you how fulfilling that is for an audience to trust you with a story. They look at you and they go, sit down on the couch and they go, I'm good for the next 44 minutes with this group. I'm good. Mm. And I'm in good hands. And and that is rare and special. And I would choose that any day.
Aw, so nice.
Who's your comfort actor? Like when you sit down, you're like 44 minutes with this one, done.
Mm. I have a lot. I mean, Tom Hanks is someone that I think everybody feels safe with, you know, and
yeah,
he's, whether it's a drama or comedy or whatever, he cares so deeply about the final product and about taking care of everyone on his set. And he's, from what I hear, just, you know, the best version of the whole deal. You know, that's the kind of actor I look up to and want to be.
I like it. Tom Hanks. Just Austin at home watching Polar Express. Just really safe.
Austin, what was your favorite storyline for Julian?
My favorite storyline was probably when he locked in on turning the story into a show at the very end, because that was like him coming full circle and saying, look, I'm a movie guy, which was my own life. And that was mined by the writers. And it was one I was okay with because I started in movies and then it evolved to doing a lot more television. Hmm. And then, you know, it happened with television, you know? And so
yeah.
I'm so thrilled that that happened to me. And, you know, it was kind of fun for me to, as Julian, kind of go discover that and go, okay, where I am here now with these people, I want to make a show about this world.
I like nice. The meta of it all. See, I wasn't around for any of that stuff. And so the idea, like, what was the show called?
I don't know if it ever
had a name. Was it Ravens?
Sophia, do you remember? I don't know if it ever had a name. Joy, do you remember?
No.
I've just been the idea, the concept. I don't know if it ever.
It's so weird. But when I just went home to my high school, it felt like we had mined so much of Parkview High School for Tree Hill, because we had like clean teens and state championship and all that kind of stuff. And so it felt kind of like that, where it's like, there's a TV show that's too close for comfort with this reality. And it's cool, you know? I like that Julian was able to give this second go round to all the Tree Hill kids. We couldn't have done it without you, pal.
This is to address what Sophia said about the high five. And also there was the things that I hated the most in the moment were also some of the things that the fans always remember. And it's my relationship with this career is so weird, because the things that I've often liked were not hits. And the things that were hits, I didn't like as much. And that's always been confusing. Like, we had this, you know, the Julian high five. And then like I brought you flowers once, like peonies. Is that how you say it? Peonies.
Peonies. Yeah.
I brought flowers once, and Julian had this whole thing where he was talking about flowers, and it was so dumb. And there was butterfly catching. Like, I was catching butterflies in the outfield at a baseball game.
What?
Stupid stuff that I think that what they were doing was trying to take Julian from, you know, the dangerous Julian to, oh, well, he's silly and, you know, he can't go camping with the boys and he's like not one of the guys and all that stuff. And at the time, I hate it. Like, I still kind of hate it, to be honest.
Yeah.
So weird the way some of those things are memorable, and that's what people latch onto and like. That's always been such a contradiction to me.
They like it, or they're just trolling you?
Well, they might just be.
But they remember it.
Because you came in so masculine, and all of that sounds rather emasculating. Who'd you piss off?
Well, also, that's exactly probably what it was. It was a little bit stay in your lane, stay in your lane, or you stay in your box, like Tim.
Okay.
I did write a letter once.
You did?
Oh.
And it was, you know, me being a young, ambitious actor who, you know, wanted more. And I remember writing a letter once, you know, it wasn't mean, it wasn't rude, but it was passionately expressing, you know, that I wanted something more or more interesting. And that might have, you know, rubbed people the wrong way. I don't know.
Egos. So many egos.
So creatively thinking, put on your little writer's hat. What would you craft for Julian? What do you wish he had been able to do on, you know, on Tree Hill?
Well, that's a great question. He was born in the business. He was a child of movies in like LA, and sort of like, you know, we've all been around people like this who grew up in it, and he ended up producing movies. I don't know. You know, we did do, I don't know how many episodes it was where we were actually making the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And those things don't often work on film, on television and film.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish there could have been something that in a different way, or something like it, where you could actually see his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we just didn't execute it as well as I'd hoped or whatever. But to me, those are the kinds of things that I, you know, get my juices flowing. Is like, I love to see a person's purpose, and I love to see them chasing it. Like, I love a movie where a protagonist is like running a lot and moving and torn between different places and choosing, and like, okay, I got to get over there, and I got to get there fast.
Yeah. And
that's the sort of stuff that I think drives a movie so well and drives television. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more purpose.
I mean, we've all produced things at this point, whether it's TV shows or indie movies or whatever. And Julian's such a cool cucumber with the producing. My experience with it is just like, hair on fire. I have to do this. I have to do this. And Julian is so chill.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see you just in the trenches.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Putting out fires and solving problems. Because that's what it is, right? It's solving problems constantly.
Constantly.
So, okay, while we're imagining things about Julian, who would Julian have hung out with if he had gone to Tree Hill High?
If he had gone to Tree Hill High?
Yeah, like if you went to high school with all of us, who do you think he would have been chilling with? Would we have even known you? Would you have been like completely with a different group, or would you have hung out with any of these characters?
Well, I know, you know, he would have had a crush on Brooke.
Of course.
And then I think because of the sort of the audiovisual component, maybe he would have been friends with Mouth and gotten to work.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, so getting into that world at school would have been cool.
Yeah.
AV Club.
AV Club. That's right.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that. That this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah.
We're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit, and then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Okay, well, this could be a fun one. Where do you think Brooke and Julian would be now?
Oh, that's so hard. I mean,
I know.
So much of Brooke's journey was about, you know, I think finding, she had so many heartbreaks and it, finding the right person. So, you know, my gut is to say that they would have lived happily ever after because the show ended and blah, blah, blah. But that's not terribly interesting. And, you know, as a writer, I start going, well, like, how could this be more interesting? And yeah. I don't really know if I have the answer. You know, like, I think a great version of this would be if there's still a very, very strong love between them, but maybe they didn't take a traditional route and, you know, their careers have pulled them in different places, probably. They are in the muck sometimes and they are dealing with real stuff and how hard it is to, you know, go here for, do your career for a while and this one's home with the kids and then switch.
Yeah.
And, you know, how challenging and beautiful that all is, like really get into, you know, what that means.
Yeah, I love that because I feel like the easy answer is to say, oh, yeah, you want these people to be happy. And then you're like, well, these people exist in a television show, and television shows don't exist without drama. So we gotta find like something for them to be working on, right? They're just happy we're bored.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
We have someone that wants to hear your side of the ghost story that Sophia has told us.
Yes.
This is your time, Austin.
One that we share?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she's already told that story here.
I did.
We were, it was dark.
It was the middle of the night.
Weird. It was dark. And I sensed or saw a shape, shadow, silhouette.
It was the noise first.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh.
Two different realities.
Now that you say it, it makes perfect sense.
And no, because I remember it because I thought you were, I didn't know what you were doing. And I like hit, I was like, what are you doing? What is that?
Oh, okay.
It's coming back. So I woke you up
that's true.
Thinking you were doing something and then realized you were asleep.
Right. And then I remember looking and seeing this silhouette, shape, shadow, whatever it is, rush towards us.
Oh.
And we both went apeshit. And I think I or she grabbed the lamp to turn the light on and there was nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Was it
a dark shadow? Was it a light? What was it?
I thought it was a smaller person.
Like a child?
I don't know.
Child or woman?
It started like this. Like it started round.
Like and a bowling
then
ball?
When it came at us, got tall, but yeah, never got taller than like a 3-year-old.
So that's actually really common folklore in Appalachia.
Really?
Yeah, my daddy used to tell me stories about the shadow people when I was a kid. And he would tell me about being in the woods and they'd roll around your feet like a bunch of bowling balls. And then right as they got to you, they would unfurl into like a big human shape.
Really?
Is that what happened?
I don't remember it ever being that small, but it was also, we couldn't, I don't know that we could see the floor. Or
I remember.
Levitating.
Because I remember realizing that the sound like wasn't coming from where you were or like the door that was on the other side of you, realizing it was coming from the window that looked over the alley, like in that general vicinity, and like starting to move toward it to be like, what is it? I thought like an animal was going to come through the wall. Like that building was so old. I was like, some feral squirrel is going to like, what is about to happen? And then there was just this burst and it was bright white. And then it came at us both and got tall. And we both ran backwards, like against the wall, screaming. Yeah.
I just remember something was rushing at us and it felt like it was going to get us.
Yeah. And I felt so much better about the fact that I was screaming so loud because you were screaming so loud. And I was like, okay, so I'm
Austin,
not.
Did you scream?
It was obvious that we both experienced something.
We were screaming.
It wasn't like the other one going, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you'd looked at me and been like, what is going on? Like, are you nuts? I would have felt nuts. But you were terrified and I was terrified. And for some reason, that gave me some comfort.
Was this in an apartment?
Mm-hmm. It was a loft.
One of those old buildings downtown.
Which one of you was, I mean, whose apartment was
we
this?
Lived that there. They had?
Oh, you guys both lived there.
We subletted it from some friends.
From Alex and Stephanie.
Did you just keep living there? Or were you like, this is no good?
Oh, we didn't leave. We didn't leave.
Where were we going to go?
Yeah. Well, I
to
don't
another
know.
Haunted apartment? Everything there is haunted.
Everything in Wilmington was haunted. It was like,
Cape Fear.
Like
oh, God.
That's true.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays. That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Yes, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This is my chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired, right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Okay. All right. Well, give us something funny. What's the funniest memory you have from set, if you have any, days when you guys were just busting up, besides Brooke and Julian's wedding?
I wasn't going to do it, but I have to. And it's harmless. My favorite story is when Joe Manganiello was sitting waiting for his van, looking into the call sheet for the next day. And Chad, God bless him, walks up to him and goes, "You know how to read one of those?"
He was being helpful, Austin.
I'll just leave that there. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Well, look.
It's great. It's a great story.
It's helpful. It is also adorable. But what did Joe say? Was he nice about it?
He didn't tell me, but I don't know what he said. I think he just said, yeah. But also, I remember the first time I saw a call sheet. It was confusing.
They're intimidating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But by the time you showed up on our show, he'd already been on our show for like a year. So for you to witness that.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
It's incredible. Listen, we were all shitty kids. What do you want from us? I was real shitty.
Young and stupid.
Yeah. Who cares? What's your favorite place in Wilmington? Besides the bistro.
The ocean, the end of the coastal, and Masonboro Island. I love going to Masonboro and the things that happen when the tide changes in the intercoastal and little sandbars appear and beaches and people gather. Yeah. It's so cool.
It's so special.
Did you do a lot of traveling, just jumping in the car and going exploring when you were there on your days off? Like to other cities, other states?
Not really. I mean, I guess maybe Charleston once, Baldhead Island, a little bit, but not as much as I think. Honestly, it was, you know, because we were all working a lot. If I had more time off, maybe I would have, but no, not as much as I would have hoped.
Mm.
Like I never went to Cape Hatteras. I never went to the Outer Banks, and I wish I would have done that.
Yeah, me too.
Outer Banks rules.
Yeah. It was always a little tricky though, because we, even if you had a day off, you were always at risk of getting called in. So you couldn't.
Well, you were always a cover set, right?
Because that's right.
We couldn't really leave.
That was it. Because if you asked permission, he would say no. But if you didn't ask permission and they happened to need you, you couldn't be like, I'm in Atlanta. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, this was pre-iPhone. We could just dummy up and be like, I never answered my phone.
My first couple episodes, I was out at the beach and I went surfing and I left. I don't bring my phone to the beach and I left it at home. And then I get this call later from Hartley saying like, we needed you. We needed to call you in for a cover set. And I was like, I wasn't gone that, sorry. I mean, I thought I had the day off. And he's like, you got to keep your phone on you. They sent a PA out to the beach to look for me.
Oh, for God's sake.
What? Did they find you?
No.
Go scour the beaches.
I think it was the other Scott PA. And he was looking for me and he never found me because I was way up at the north end or something.
Oh, God.
Good Lord.
I love it. It was Scott Hardwick. My favorite thing about Austin is every time I would go out to LA, we'd go and like, I'd be like pregnant with Gus or Nick would come out and visit me and we'd meet up at a diner or something and Austin would show up on like a fucking Vespa or like a truck, but he always had like a surfboard and a spear with him. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I just taught myself how to spear fish. You know, I'm a water boy. All right, guy.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I love the water. I love the water.
Yeah. Don't you come from like championship?
Yeah.
Water people.
Yeah, my mom was a 19-time national champion, and my dad was a great slalom skier and boat driver, and we competed since we were little, me and my sister. And
yeah. Wow.
Rock stars on the water, you guys.
Yeah, you have to force it out of him. Otherwise, he's like, oh, no, water feels nice.
He's like...
When you find out they're coming from royalty, you guys are like from Atlantis.
That's lovely.
Well,
did you audition for Avatar, the second one?
I wish. I was like practicing holding my breath. And I remember like calling my agent. Does James Cameron know that I can hold my breath for 3 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, you could have done that.
Someone should tell him.
Mm-hmm. How do we get that memo out?
Actually, James Cameron came to the set of The Walking Dead. And I freaked out because his ex-wife was a producer. Galen Hurd was a producer on the And they have a child, or I don't know the whole situation with the kid. But the kid loved The Walking Dead, so the kid came. James Cameron came, and I remember seeing him like standing outside of, you know, getting into a SUV to leave. And I went over there, and I think I just said hello or something. What I wanted to say was, I can hold my breath for 12 minutes.
I wish you would have.
He's like the little boy in Jerry Maguire. Your head weighs 8 pounds.
Weighs 8 pounds.
I can hold my head.
I could do it.
I could do it. Listen, that skill's going to pay off at some point, friend.
Yes, it will.
You know, we're putting the word out there right now.
Yeah.
That you can hold your breath forever and ever and ever.
Yeah. Is that giant water tank still in Wilmington? Remember when they built that for Iron Man or for Surface maybe?
Well, they did it for that Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie.
Yeah. It was?
It was like supposed to be in Hawaii. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, do we have one last question? We got one last question to just really bring it home.
Okay, what about life lessons? Tell us any life lessons you learned while you were filming One Tree Hill.
Well, there is a quote that's very long, but I often shorten it when I sign things for fans, and it's happiness is a mood, not a destination.
Mm.
And it's a little cheesy, but I love it because it helped me. And it helped me go, look, you can't always be happy. And, you know, things are going to happen that are sad and hard and they're going to break you. And knowing that helps. And knowing then, and then when you are happy and things are great, you enjoy it that much more. And I don't know, that's the one thing that always sticks out and I really like.
Good words. Sweet. Thank you.
We love it.
Hillary, I forgot about the line about the printer, and I love it. It's cheesy, but it's great. It's like it forces you to open it up and see what's wrong.
So good. I loved that moment.
The paper jam.
That was it.
Julian's a wise man.
He's so similar to Lucas, but he's got more of a sense of humor than Lucas. And so it's interesting how Brooke and Peyton are both drawn to this like very bright, well-read, articulate boy. You know, like it's, I get it. Listen, Austin, my favorite memory of you on One Tree Hill is you and I driving out to the beach and passing the party bus full of bridesmaids and a bride and you mooning them and them being so excited about that. And so forever when I see party buses, it's you, buddy.
I thought mooning was just like the funniest thing ever when I was in junior high and high school.
We did in your 20s.
A lot of mooning in Texas. And I'm actually, I can't believe that I was still mooning.
You did it.
To One Tree Hill. I forgot about that, so thank you.
Brilliant.
Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.